Good day, everyone. This is Jerry from Rhapsody Tours. Today we're going to start looking at the German language. Okay, not the entire German language, but enough to get you by if you're visiting for a day or spending vacation there. One thing you should know is that German is the official language not only of Germany, but also Austria, Liechtenstein, and as well as one of the four official languages of Switzerland. If you are an English speaker, you already know more German than you realize. English and German belong to the same family of languages. They are both Germanic, but are heavily influenced by Latin due to the Norman conquests. They liked the area. They spent a lot of time here invading and spreading their goodwill. You will also hear influences of French and Greek. Many German words and expressions are constantly used in English. For example, kindergarten, Gesundheit, Sauerkraut, Volkswagen, just to name a few. Other words that sound similar are Haus and Hund, or in English, Hound, Dog. Today there are many English words sneaking into the German language. It actually has a name itself, Danglish. Now even though German is a very close relative of English, the vowels are definitely more crisp and clear, and the pronunciation is different. I'll give you some examples. CH is pronounced from the back of the throat, as in the Scottish term, loch. J sounds like the Y in yes, as in ja. The R is rolled, as in rot, which means red. S sounds like C or Z. SCH sounds like sh, as in shoe. If you see the letters AU in a word, it sounds like ow, as in now. EE sounds like A, as in lay. EI sounds like I, as in high. IE sounds like E, as in see. SP is pronounced ship, and ST, sht. For English ears, the next three might be a little confusing. V sounds like an F, W sounds like a V, and Z, or Z, sounds like a TS together, ts. There is also an extended Latin alphabet. A, with two dots on top, sounds similar to the E in melon. O, with two dots, sound like the O in worm. U with the two dots is a little more difficult, but it kind of sounds like T if you use rounded lips. Toy. You will see a letter that looks like a strange B. Well, don't let that make you nervous. It's actually two S's, and it's very simple. It sounds like the S's in boss. If you want to learn to speak German, you're going to have to deal with a few issues that we don't have in English. For example, German nouns have three genders. Masculine, as in der Bus, or the bus. Feminine, as in die Serviette, or the serviette. Or neutral, as in das Auto, the car. Right now you might be thinking, I've seen German. Some of those words are really long. Well, if you take your time and look, you will actually see that they are a series of words strung together. Here, I will give you a short example. Krankenhaus. Kranken in English means sick, and Haus is house. Sick house. Hospital. Okay, let me give you just a few basic words and phrases to help you get started. I will say them in English first, and then give you the German translation. Hello. Hallo. Good morning. Guten Morgen. Good day. Guten Tag. Good evening. Guten Abend. Good night. Gute Nacht. Goodbye. There are a couple of ways of saying this. Auf Wiedersehen or Tschüss. See you soon would be bis bald. Thank you. Danke. Thank you very much would be vielen Dank or Danke schön. please, bitte, you're welcome, bitte schön. Yes, ja, no, nein, pardon me, entschuldigung, I'm sorry, es tut mir leid. This next phrase I used quite often. I don't understand. Das verstehe ich nicht. I don't speak German. Ich spreche kein Deutsch. I don't speak German very well. Ich spreche nicht sehr gut Deutsch. Do you speak English? Sprechen Sie Englisch? Speak more slowly, please. Bitte, sprechen Sie langsam. Repeat, please. Bitte, wiederholen. What is your name? Wie heißen Sie? Can you help me? Können Sie mir helfen? And for today, the last, and probably one of the most important expressions you'll want to learn. Where is the bathroom? Wo ist das WC? Or, wo ist die Toilette? Well, these are a few words and phrases to get you started. I'm going to stop here and give you a chance to digest some of what you have learnt. But before I go, I want to apologize to my German family and friends for the translation. I just wanted to show that anyone can attempt German. If you would like more travel ideas or information about Germany, subscribe to the podcast and visit us at www.rhapsodytours.net. That's rhapsodytours.net. Or you can reach us on Facebook at the Explore German page or on Twitter at Rhapsody Tours. If you have any comments, we would love to see them. In the next podcast, we'll take a look at more German phrases to help you out with directions, shopping, numbers, and dining out. Until then, have a wonderful day. The Traveling Kilt Podcasts are a division of RhapsodyTours.net.